Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And the subject today is the term mainstream jazz and its implications. My name is Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. The term mainstream jazz was actually coined by the, English-born jazz critic, Stanley Dance. And what did he mean by mainstream jazz? Well, I think Dance was kind of, he really saw bebop as a kind of an offshoot from jazz. He had this kind of, I suppose, slightly strange idea that, it seems strange now looking back, that swing was the mainstream and then bebop was kind of an offshoot from the mainstream. So anything associated with swing, or for example, you know, in the 1950s, you still had a lot of swing musicians were still playing. People like Lester Young was around, Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, people like this were still playing. And very often they would play in a small band setting, but they wouldn't really be playing bebop, even though sometimes they would play with younger musicians. But the style they played was still kind of, I guess, swing style. And I think this is what he meant by mainstream. So it was anything that wasn't really associated with bebop or sort of coming out of bebop, really. I think also it has a connotation of, because I think, again, the way he saw it was swing was popular music, you know, which it was at the time, and bebop kind of took jazz in this different direction away from popular music. So I think he meant it as being, you know, jazz that was popular.
Yeah.
You know, widely popular.
So how do you think that... I mean, I remember... Do you remember Roy Williams, trombonist?
Mm.
I did some gigs. His son... I used to play with Andy Williams, mm-hmm. his son, mm-hmm. guitarist. And we did a couple of gigs with him. And I said, what are we going to be playing? He said, oh, you know, mainstream.
Mm.
And I just thought, I don't,
what does that mean?
I don't really know what we're going to be playing then.
No,
but,
no.
But, you know, he called tunes, and the tunes are the same. I mean, people played the same tunes in the 20s through to the now.
Yeah. Very often it would be standards or blues or rhythm changes, kind of.
Exactly.
But I guess the difference was the language. But even here, it kind of breaks down because, it doesn't apply to all swing musicians. So, you know, some swing musicians kind of resisted bebop. But Coleman Hawkins is probably the best example of somebody who really kind of... He played with bebop musicians and he really kind of took it on and wanted to kind of play it. I mean, whether he did or not, you know, he, that was what he wanted to do. So I think really the whole, I mean, this always happens when you try and, I guess, categorize and label, but it's overly simplistic in a way.
Yeah, most categorizations fail because they tried to do something that's not that possible, I guess. But the good thing is that someone's tried and then we have a reference point about
I mean, I think the other thing it doesn't take into account is also the bebop or post bebop players who are actually very influenced by swing as well, you know. So I think the problem is when you make this demarcation between swing and bebop, because of course there wasn't really any. Swing developed into bebop of bebop.
I think we talked about this, didn't we? We did an episode, something like, did Charlie Parker play the bebop scale? We talked about how people were trying to get from A to B in a scale with eight notes rather than seven notes.
Mm.
So they added a note in somewhere, and swing players kind of just added it in a slightly different place.
I guess. I mean, I suppose the language is, the bebop language is different. I mean, is more... I guess more chromatic, there's more enclosure, stuff like that.
Absolutely. It is definitely more dissonant.
But like I say, but that doesn't necessarily cover, I mean, some swing musicians, I mean, I just think to sort of lump all, I mean, those people that I just mentioned, you know, Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, Ben Webster, Buck Clayton, say, or Johnny Hodges, they're all very, very different players. It's hard to, you know.
Yeah, it's not really, there is no mainstream style.
No, exactly.
Well, we've run out of time once again. So I'm Simon Whiteside saying goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.